Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90-Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's September 28th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs New Era 5950 with a 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field side patch purchased from Hangtime Indy. If you're new this week, you might think that all I do around here is talk about the Cubs clinching playoff berths, but the reality is we don't have a lot of these to celebrate, at least for anybody under, 100 years old. And I'm going to go ahead and change things up tomorrow when we talk about soccer. In the decade from 1929 through 1938, the Northsiders appeared in four World Series. I'm sure the people were like, oh, darling, we've not won the pennant the last 2 years, but this must be our season. The Chicagoans had never talked like that. But for that decade, they were spot on, and then they missed the playoffs for six seasons before winning the pennant again in 45. And then four decades of misery wandering the metaphorical playoff desert as punishment for disobeying somebody. Sam Sianis and his goat, I'm guessing. This week, we've talked about 3 years, 84, 89, and 03, where the Cubs clinched the pennant prior to the regular season ending. Today, we talk about overtime, because on this date in 1998, the Cubs beat the Giants 5-3 at Wrigley in game 163, a playoff to get to the playoffs. In 2024, unfortunately, the drama of a playoff game to get into the playoffs no longer exists. The combo of lucrative TV contracts and the expanded postseason means that MLB can no longer trifle with the logistical uncertainty surrounding end-of-season ties.